Thursday, time to talk about retirement. Nan Lesnick joins us right now, and our topic today is downshifting, working longer and loving it. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, Mark.
So your friend Elaine Floyd has got a really interesting article about downshifting. What exactly is downshifting?
Well, it's basically, shall we say, reducing the burden of your job. And what she says here, I'll get in more details. However, what she said about this, the baby boomers' eagerness to retire isn't so much about the work, because most baby boomers enjoy many aspects of their work. What they don't like and become less tolerant of as they get older is the daily grind.
Right.
Setting the alarm clock 5 days a week, commuting to the office, attending meetings, dealing with paperwork. And I can tell you, I absolutely identify with that because I don't like that part anymore. Mm-hmm. I used to think nothing about doing the paperwork. Now I can't stand doing the paperwork. So what Elaine uses an example in this, she has a friend who plays principal clarinet with a major symphony orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves her work, but she's ready to get, shall we say, off of the daily grind and only do the pleasurable parts of her work.
Oh.
And that's a pretty interesting concept. It really is.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I can tell you is that people who are in that baby boomer generation, and I certainly am there, we are often looked at for our expertise. And it's not our expertise of filling out paperwork, but our expertise about what is it that we do in this work. Colleagues of mine, including my partner, who's my daughter-in-law, Kelly, who's younger than I am, she says, this seems so easy for you. And we're talking about a difficult conversation we were having about taxes and with a client. A client had a very complicated situation.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I was just, you know, I was really muddled by some of the stuff that they were saying. And I just really have to lay it out on a spreadsheet. And you seem to be able to talk through it. Well, that's 25 years more experience than she's got.
Or 20 years from now, Kelly, you'll be able to do the same thing.
Exactly. Exactly. But what she was saying, and when we were talking about this article that I had come across that I wanted to share with you, she said, this is exactly what's going on with us.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I want to gain knowledge from you, but that knowledge is not the daily grind stuff. And
mm-hmm.
I don't need you to work on staff meetings. I don't need you to do a lot of things, but I do need you to continue to impart your knowledge, work in difficult situations, help us see some of the opportunities that we might not be seeing because we just simply have not had so much experience. Pretty interesting.
It sure is. We're going to talk more about that on the Saturday program with Nan Lesnick, so be sure to join us this Saturday morning between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. for more on downshifting in your career as you get towards the end. Nan Lesnick's been our guest. Reach her in Monterey at 656-0236, online lesnickcompany.com, and her email is nan@lesnickcompany.com.